day. If you can follow me, great. If you can't, that's okay too. Praise the Lord. I was torn between teaching a Bible study today and preaching, and I'm just trying to keep it together. Pray for me. 1 Samuel chapter 7 and verse number 12 is where I'd like to take my opening text. I only got one very short verse. Could I ask you to stand with me just to start things off in the Word of God? God has something important to say. Amen. I pray when we read this scripture, we're going to pray. I hope you'll pray with me that God is going to use this service for this people. God wants to say something to us right now, today. Amen. My God is a good God right now, today. Amen. Praise the Lord. We go. Shout right now. Woo. Who else could do a lap around the church in just 4 seconds? Oh. If you can't have fun, why even come? I enjoy worshiping the Lord. I enjoy the Word of God. Amen. I like the presence of the Lord. There is a presence of the Lord here. Amen. Praise the Lord. I like what I feel. Praise the Lord. God is good. Praise the Lord. 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse number 12, it says, Samuel took a stone and set it between Mizpah and Shen and called the name of it Ebenezer, saying, Hitherto hath, get this now, the Lord helped us. Amen. Would you say that last little piece with me? The Lord helped us. Say one more time. The Lord helped us. Anybody know that the Lord has helped us? Amen. That the Lord has brought us to this very place? Amen. Would you pray with me? Lord, I love you. I thank you. We ask even now in the precious name of Jesus, Lord, that all that is about us, Lord, would even... Lord, that your will be accomplished. Lord, that even right now in this service, Lord, that the Holy Ghost would just move upon this people. Help us, Lord, to have what you want in us. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Well, let me pause for just a moment. Memorial Day. Summertime, it's a beautiful, man, it feels like summertime. Amen. It feels like it should be Memorial Day weekend. Praise the Lord. Whoo, wow, my voice is getting stronger all the time. I can feel it. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's just a little bit too strong up here in the monitors, if you could back me off just a tiny bit. Amen. Remembering what God has done, God has been so good to me, it would be impossible for me to tell you how good God is, how He has been in my life. Praise the Lord. Memorial Day is a time that we are to remember. Here in this verse of Scripture, Samuel took that stone, he set it in a special place, and he gave it a name, and he said, Here the Lord helped us. Hitherto the Lord helped us. We need to remember just how much God has helped us. Don't think that you have gotten to the place where you are without the help of God. Amen. I don't even want to think of a life without serving Jesus Christ. Amen. It is unthinkable to go back into a world of sin, to be caught up in chaos and mess and confusion, and I want no part of that life. Nothing over there in the world draws me. Nothing over there do I want to be a part of. Amen. The Lord has helped us. He's helped me. Praise the Lord. Yes, we are to remember those that are fallen, those that have gave, you know, a supreme sacrifice. Many have given their life for the freedom that we enjoy in this great country. Amen. But I am thankful to be a recipient of the freedom that we exercise here. Amen. I'm happy to live in this country. Amen. Praise the Lord. But think of this, as we honor those that gave their lives and made a supreme sacrifice for freedom, who made the greatest sacrifice ever made for freedom was Jesus Christ. Jesus made the supreme sacrifice, amen, willingly, knowing what was going to happen, he laid down his life that we might be free from sin. Amen. Praise the Lord. I hope you'll remember Jesus. Amen. Remembering the blessings of God in our yesterdays gives us faith that Jesus will meet our needs tomorrow. Amen. I've come to the point in my life, I know that God is good. Amen. I don't guess or wonder or think anymore. I know my God is good. Amen. Praise the Lord. Jesus is the same always. He is the same yesterday, just as it was written in Scriptures. He is the same right now, today, in the life that we are living in this service right now. He's the same God. And I can rest assured that He will be the same tomorrow. He's not going to change His mind. Praise the Lord. Anything that He has ever done for anybody, if He's done it anywhere, if He's done it at any time, He can do the same thing right now, today, here in this service. Amen. That's how good my God is. Amen. Think of all the miracles. In fact, I tried to look up the miracles that Jesus did. There's a lot of them. And I'm not going to read all those scriptures. It would take us a long time. Jesus did a lot of miracles. He cleansed a leper, the healing of the centurion's servant of paralysis, healing Peter's mother-in-law, healing the sick at evening, stilling the storm, peace be still. He spoke to the wind and it obeyed him. Demons entering a herd of swine, healing a paralytic, raising Jairus' the ruler's daughter, healing a hemorrhaging woman of a blood problem, healing two blind men, curing a demon-possessed mute man, healing a man's withered hand, curing a demon-possessed blind mute man. Some people got a lot of problems, and Jesus is a healer of them all. Amen. Feeding 5,000, walking on the sea, healing a Gentile woman's daughter, feeding 4,000, healing an epileptic boy. Get this. He got taxes, or said, he gave the word to get their taxes out of the fish's mouth. Man, I kind of like that idea. I like fishing, but I don't go fishing very often. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. He healed two blind men, withered. He spoke to a fig tree and it withered up. He cast out unclean spirits. Healing a deaf mute, healing a blind man at Bethsaida. He escaped from a hostile crowd, from a multitude. He said the word, and there was a great catch of fish. There was a raising of the widow's son. healing of the infirm bent woman, healing of the man with dropsy, cleansing the 10 lepers, restoring the servant's ear. Man, can you imagine that? Cut the ear. Wait, that's a mistake. Let me put that back. Only Jesus could do that, right? Wow. Jesus, through Jesus, in Jesus, it's possible. Amen. Turning the water into wine. Healing the nobleman's son of a fever. Healing an infirm man at Bethsaida. Healing a man born blind. Raising Lazarus. Lazarus, come forth the dead. Obey Jesus. Second great catch of fish. Over and over and over and over and over. So many. And there's things I did not mention. Amen. There are so many things that Jesus does. In fact, Jesus, just like He was doing in the Bible, He has done right here in this church. God has done miracles in our lives. I tell you, even the very fact that we are in this church, in my view, is a miracle. If you are a part of our church, if you know the process we went through. It's a miracle favor from God. Amen. God healed my back. God touched my mind. He healed my body. God filled me with the Holy Ghost. Amen. How many, just out of curiosity, how many folks in here, you know that in your life or in your family, God did a, you could testify that God did a miracle in your life. Raise your hand. Man, there's hands all over here. How many, no, put your hand down. How many could say in 5 seconds, not a long time, little time, could you say in 5 seconds a miracle that God did in your life?
My son was born 10 weeks early, and he was 6 weeks in the NICU. And he just turned 10 yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Amen. He's a miracle boy.
Yes, the Lord healed me from cancer. And I'm still healed in Jesus' name.
God is a healer. Amen. Anybody else? I'll give you 5 seconds. Amen. Remove the blood clot. Amen. God.
In 1975, God blessed me and a bunch of saints from the Pentecostal Assemblies of the World on a flight that was going down to the ground.
Whoa! God saved you from... You know, I heard stories about that. A storm, there's a Pentecostal lady praying and the storm was going down and I said, I'm sitting by you. That plane was okay too. Amen. You want 5 seconds?
God healed me from asthma in the 1970s, and I haven't had a pill or an inhaler since.
Praise God! Praise God! 5 seconds.
When I was 13, up until I was 13, I had really bad asthma. And when I was 13, I asked the Lord to take it from me, and He did. And I have not had asthma since. And I'm 71.
God is a healer.
God freed me from drugs and alcohol and brought music back into my life when I had abandoned it. Praise God.
Amen. Anyone else? You want 5 seconds?
5 seconds, Bill. Doctor told me I had prostate problems. They stuck a machine up there. They took 12 biopsies. Everyone came back negative.
Amen. 5 seconds.
God healed me from cancer 8 years ago, and I'm still going strong today.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
God healed me from breast cancer in 2008, and I'm still here. Thank the Lord.
Praise the Lord. All right. I got all the way to the back. I'm looking around. Any 5 second hands? Anybody want to?
I prayed for my wife who is having seizures, and she doesn't have them anymore.
Praise the Lord. In Jesus. Woo-hoo. Jesus. Praise the Lord. I tell you what, Jesus was and is a miracle worker. Amen. He's still doing it. He's still doing it. He never stopped. Amen. Now, we've had testimony in the Word that God is a healer, that He's a miracle worker. We've had testimony in our local assembly, limited to 5 seconds. But people could say in a short breath of time just how God did a miracle. It doesn't take long to recognize God did a miracle. Now, after all of that, after we recognize that He's a miracle-working God, after we realize that God's still doing miracles, He promises His church. John chapter 14, verse number 12, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father." Praise the Lord. He's still doing it. God wants you to do it. God's still in the miracle working business. Amen. That's who my God is. He is that good. We can expect to see great things every time we come into the house of the Lord. Amen. I'm expecting God to do something special today. Amen. I'm expecting God to still keep His Word. It would be unadvisable to miss even a single service around here. Amen. No, I hear you. When I get the phone call or the text message, "Oh, Pastor, I'm not able to come today because..." And then there's a little reason. There's a reason why normally. Or some people, they don't even bother to tell me they're not coming. I just look, where is so-and-so? How come they're not here? I don't even know why they're not here. But it's not advisable to miss church, because God is doing something special in our church. It may be the very time that God is going to move upon your problem, that God wants to fix your need, that God wants to supply your answer, that you chose to go somewhere else. That's not advisable. Amen. It's a good idea to come into the house of the Lord when the house doors are open. Of course, I am the pastor. I'm a little bit prejudiced on that matter. Praise the Lord. Every time we come into the house of the Lord, when we join our faith together, when we realize who God is, when we lift up His name together, we are joining your faith to my faith. We together are lifting up the Lord together. We create, by doing that, an atmosphere for God to do great things among us. We are joining ourselves together, believing in Jesus, calling upon Him, and doing what it says in the Word, and God keeps His Word. Amen. His bounty, His power, His magnificence, His glory, His miracles have not been exhausted. God hasn't run out of the ability to do miracles. Every miracle He's done for someone else, He can do it for you. My God is able to deliver you, help you, make you, create in you. God is able to do it. When you think you have seen His best, and I've seen a lot of good things in God. Amen. I know God is good by my own personal experience. God has done miracles in my life. And I've seen miracles with my own eyes. I've seen miracles happen right before me. I could spend a long time expounding on the miracles that I myself personally have seen. I know God is a miracle-working God. But when you think you've seen His best, He will show up with something new, something fresh, something powerful that you never even thought would happen. The thought of God doing that miracle wasn't even on your mind. God's ways are higher than our ways. God is greater than us. Amen. Jesus told Peter, Luke chapter 5, verse number 4 and 5. Luke chapter 5, verse 4. When he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, to me it's, my wife could tell you, I know how to whine. She's tried for a long time to get me to stop doing that, but it's still a part of my nature. Sometimes I just, I won't tell you all the whining I do, but I've been guilty of that. Here in Scripture, Simon answers Jesus, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. I tell you, these were professional fishermen. That's what they did for a living. They catch fish to get paid. You know, if your paycheck, if your income depends on it, you're going to do everything you can to be successful in fishing. Or you go hungry, or you go poor, or a combination of all the above. Then he says, nevertheless, at thy word, because you said it, I will let down the net. Okay, I'll do it. I've found myself doing that too. Maybe you have too. You don't really feel like it. You don't really think it's a very good idea. But, okay, I'm going to go to church anyway. Okay, I'm going to do it. Peter, like us, we sometimes get in that mindset. He worked all night long. He didn't catch any fish. He already tried today. He's thinking it's going to be a different day in a different place. We get in the mindset that we already know what's going to happen. We have an expectation of what's going to take place. He wasn't expecting to catch fish right then. And we've all seen it before. In your own life, maybe you've experienced something similar to that. It's useless in his own mind. Maybe in your mind. Perhaps even in my mind at times it has gone like this. It's useless to anticipate more, greater, or even better things right now. I'm talking about today. It's almost 12 o'clock and around about 12:30. In just about a half an hour, I'm going to try to wrap this up. And God is going to, I'm going to shut up and let God have His way. Okay? Somebody's glad. God is going to have His way. God is going to have His way. God is going to have His way. Sometimes it's our carnal nature. It's my own bad thinking. I got to get rid of my bad thinking and get God's thinking. I got to stay in the Word. I got to keep my mind focused on. It's so easy to be distracted by the world. It's so easy to be distracted by the circumstances of the life that has been forced upon you right now. Maybe the kids are rambunctious, or maybe the finances are low, or maybe you're sick in your body, or maybe you got hurt yesterday, or you just name it. It could be something that's going on in your life. In all probability, there are things in people's lives all over this sanctuary. And because of those things, our thinking gets off track. Our thinking gets away from God. Gets away from being focused on God. Oh, I can't expect a financial blessing in the midst of a downward spiraling economy. Man, you've been listening to the news too much. I can't expect my boss to give me a raise in the midst of troubled business times. I can't expect God to heal my body when the doctor already tried. Doctors practice medicine. That's enough. Hold on. I don't want to go there. I go to, full disclosure, I go to a doctor so often. If I'm sick, I go to the hospital. After I prayed. Pray first, you might not have to go to the hospital. I'm getting way off my notes. I'm being distracted. I can't expect him to put my home and my marriage and my problems back together. Man, that's humanistic, carnal thinking. Oh, yes, he can. Yes, he can. I'm here to tell you that your carnal thinking is wrong. When you are thinking in the flesh, you're going the wrong direction. I got to think like Jesus. I got to believe on him. I got to know that the Word of God is still true. He's a miracle working God. Let me remind you, the miracle came for Peter and the disciples when they changed their mindset. If we were to stay with our own stinking thinking, if we were to stay with our carnal mindset, you know, Peter might have said, Jesus, we are professional fishermen, and we've been fishing all night. And I am so tired. I'm so worn out. I need to go to bed. I'll go fishing a different day. Wherever you want me to go. But that's not what he said. Sometimes we've got to put out our carnal thinking and put on our spiritual thinking. We've got to think like God wants us to think. Amen. Nevertheless, I know what I'm thinking carnally. Nevertheless, at thy word, just because you said so, Jesus, I will let down the net. Okay, I'll do it. Somebody say that with me. Okay, I'll do it. If Jesus says it to you, tell Jesus, okay, I'll do it. Amen. You're going to be better off. God's going to bless you. Amen. Your life is going to be better. You're going to receive something from God. If you say that today, to what God is telling you today in this service, God is going to do something special in your life today. Amen. Today. Luke chapter 5, verse 6 says, and when they had done this, when they let down a net, now Jesus, you know, there was two boats, they were fishing together, and they had a whole bunch of nets, and they'd been fishing with a bunch of nets all night long, they didn't get anything. But when they put out the net, which in my understanding would mean they put out a single net, and when they had done this, and when they had this done, Luke chapter 5, verse 6, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. It was a whole different kind of problem. If you're a fisherman and your net is so full of fish that you can't pull it in because it's too heavy, the net is breaking when you pull the net because it can't take the weight of all the fish that are in the net. That is a miracle from God. You just said, there ain't no fish around here today, and there were so many fish. You know, our carnal thinking is so wrong when God wants to give you a miracle. God wanted to give them a miracle. Amen. God wanted to show them that His ways are higher than our ways. Amen. Our carnal thinking, oh, well, I don't think I really need to do that right now. That's just your carnal, stinking thinking. It's your carnal flesh leading you the wrong way. Amen. The net began to break. Wait, stop pulling that. It's tearing. Get over here. Come, Brick, get your boat over. They called the other boat that was nearby. They filled up both boats. If you fill the whole boat up with fish, which I don't really quite understand how they did that because they only had one net out. But nevertheless, it must be true because it says it in the Word. That single net was sinking two boats with the fish that were filling those boats. They were not expecting it. It was the furthest thing from their mind. In fact, they had already thought, we're not getting any fish today. God has a greater miracle in store for your life when you decide to follow Him. When you decide to do what He says, when you decide to obey the Word of the Lord, God has a miracle for your life. Faith, 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 just a little bit of faith. Faith, 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 just a little bit of faith. You don't need a whole lot. Just use what you've got. Faith, 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 just a little bit of faith. You know what? You don't have to be a preacher. You don't have to be a teacher. You just got to believe that Jesus is able. Amen. Anybody believe that Jesus is a miracle-working God? Amen. I believe that Jesus is the answer. He is the one that can solve my problem. Amen. I got faith in God. Jesus said, let down your nets, multiple. Peter said, I will let down the net, one. It was just a little bit of obedience. Woo. Some people think that obedience word is like, oh, but, what? Can't get that word out. It's kind of tough, you know. But if you'll obey the word of the Lord, you will be better off. Amen. When you expand your faith, even though it wasn't total faith, they didn't put out all the nets. They put out the net. When they expanded their faith, they put out the net, and their catch of fish was beyond their wildest imagination. It was beyond anything they have ever seen before. I can imagine their, how did this happen? I can just imagine them in wonder and amazement as they're working feverishly to try to get those fish in the boat. Right. We're going to have a payday. Anybody happy about a bonus from work? As seldom as it happens, but yeah, I like that when it happens. Praise the Lord. Please believe me, child of God. an unprecedented move of God is already taking place in this church. Amen. God does miracles for people in this church. God fills people with the Holy Ghost. That's a miracle from God in this church. People have been baptized. I got a book with a whole bunch of names in it of people that have been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ right here in this church. God is doing, it's a miracle that God will wipe away all your sin. It's a miracle that you can be clean in the sight of God. It's a miracle that you can be free from sin and destruction and an awful way of life. God can get you free from that. It's a miracle. Tony, I'm with you, man. It was a miracle when God delivered me. Amen. It's a miracle. It's a miracle. God is doing it right here. Right here in this church. Believe it. Receive it. Know that God is a miracle working God. You can know yourself. If you've never had a miracle from God in your life, you can have a miracle from God in your life. Let your faith just be expanded. Let your thinking be renewed. Let God change your mind. The blessings of God are already at work in this house. We've heard testimonies of miracles that are taking place in the presence of God. Revival has already been sent to your household. God wants to save your family. I'm telling you, God does miracles. Amen. Every time we come to the house of God, the glory of God is already here. Amen. There is an anointing already upon this church and upon the ministries of this church. I'm telling you, I can see it happening in classrooms, in meetings, in services, in prayer time. I can see it before service. I can see it on Monday night. I can see it on in the midweek services, in the teaching, in the classes. I can see it early as Sunday morning. It's happening place after place after place and thing after thing, in person after person. God is doing miraculous things. I'm going back to my opening text. 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse number 12. Then Samuel took a stone and he set it between Mizpah and Shen and called the name of it Ebenezer. He gave it a name and saying, "Hitherto, right here, hath the Lord helped us." Right here, the Lord has helped us. Amen. More than a century ago, Karl Marx said, "If you can separate a people from their history, they will forget who they are and why." If Satan can get you to forget how good God is, if Satan can keep out of your mind thinking about Jesus, you will forget how good God is. I don't ever want to forget. I never want to forget. I never want to forget. I never want to forget just how good God is. Oh, the many times that God has given me miracles in my life. All the wonderful blessings that God has bestowed upon me. All of the wonderful people that I've met in God and all the miracles I've seen God do in their lives. All of the healings, all of the deliverances, all of the repentance in people, all of the people that have been baptized in Jesus' name, all of the people filled with the Holy Ghost. How could I ever forget? How could I ever stop remembering? I don't want to forget. I want to remember how good God is. I want to remember the good things God's done. I want to remember how good God is. I want to remember how good God is. In 1 Samuel chapter 7, the army of Israel had defeated their enemies. The Philistine army, they'd been defeated. They'd already been subdued at this point in 1 Samuel chapter 7. I'm going to read from verse 13 now. So the Philistines were subdued, and they came no more into the coast of Israel. God can put the enemies out of your life. He has, He will, and He'll do it again. If you got enemies in your life, God can take care of the enemy. God knows how to deliver you. God knows how to take care of the enemy. They came no more into the coast of Israel. And the hand of the Lord was against the Philistines all the days of Samuel. Samuel didn't want the present or the future generations to forget what God had done for them. He set a stone between Mizpah and Shen, a memorial, if you will. We need to remember it's Memorial Day tomorrow. A memorial, if you please, was set there to remember. Tomorrow and Monday, all across the United States of America, we will remember those who have died to make us free. A people living in the land of the free. I'm happy to live here in this country. I feel that we, together as a nation, are still blessed. Then I still believe that we are under God. Memorial Day, I believe, is an important holiday. Jesus being the greatest thing to remember of all things, we need to remember Jesus. Remember what He did to save your soul. Remember what He did to get rid of sin. Remember what He did, amen, to provide salvation for ourselves. Don't forget God. There's this ridiculous saying that I remember from my pastor. If you see a turtle up on a fence post, he didn't get there by himself. I used to cut the grass, and I've seen a lot of turtles. I just thought, but that ridiculous saying is so true. I tell you, God has blessed my life beyond what I even thought was possible. It's not because I did that. It's because God blessed me. Amen. I can look at those around me, my own family, my brothers and sisters who were raised in the same church I was raised in, who had the same parents that I did, who heard the same preaching that I heard. But I still believe God. And there are those that I know in my own family that they're not trusting in God anymore. And their life turned into a catastrophe. Their life is full of problems. They got really bad situations. You know, and I would tell them, I'd advise them, I'd do whatever I can. You need to find Jesus. You know, they don't even want to hear it. They don't even want to be a part of it. And it grips me. How can you not see how good God is? 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 to 11. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 9. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor rivalers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you. You guilty? Yep. My stuff was in there. That's the kind. I did some of that stuff. Not all of them, but some. Not all of them. But my list is in there. And such were some of you. Get this now. But ye are washed. I've been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. My sins have been paid for by Jesus. But ye are sanctified. Ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. God filled me with the Holy Ghost a long time ago. God's still the miracle working God. God can remit your sins. God can take the sin away. He can give you a new life, a miracle in your life. God can fill you with His Spirit today. By the time of the end of the writing of the book of Deuteronomy, the children of Israel were in a place of blessing and promise. Moses issued a twofold challenge to the children of Israel. The first challenge is to remember. The challenge to remember is given in Deuteronomy 16 times. Over and over. Remember, remember, remember. Over and over again. Starting with Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 10. I'm not going there quite yet, but it concludes in Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse number 7. Let me go there. Deuteronomy 32, verse 7. Four things I want to point out. Number one, remember the days of old. Number two, consider the years of many generations. Number three, ask thy father and he will show thee. Number four, thy elders and they shall tell thee. I tell you what, my God is better than my mind can even comprehend. I've been trying to exercise and expand my thinking about God. And the more I understand about God, the greater God looks to me. The better He is in my life, the more sure I am that I want to remember God. I cannot forget who God is. I cannot go another way. I don't want to live another life. This is the life for me. I'm not going any other place. I'm not doing any other thing. This is what I want to do. This is the life that I want to live. I want to remember who God is. Praise the Lord. You see, remembering should provoke us to respond to God in a positive way. Moses told the children of Israel how to respond to the blessings of the Lord. Deuteronomy chapter 30, beginning at verse 20, just one verse. Deuteronomy 30, verse number 20. That thou mayest, number one, love the Lord thy God. Anybody love Jesus? Anybody here love Jesus? Love the Lord thy God. That thou mayest, get this, number two, obey His voice. Anybody want to obey Jesus? I do. I want to obey Jesus. And that thou mayest, number three, cleave unto him. Man, I want to hold on to what I know about God. I want to remember this Memorial Day. I want to remember just how good God is. God has been better to me than I've been to myself. God is better than I could have ever been. God is better in my life than I could ever have imagined. God is still great. Cleave unto him, for he is thy life and the length of thy days. No matter how long I live, I don't know if I'm going to live another day or another year. I'm kind of hoping for maybe 20 or 30 more years. I don't know that. I don't know I'm going to be, 90. I don't know that. But I know, as long as I'm sucking air, as long as I'm breathing in and breathing out, and as long as I am here on this earth, I want my life to be in the service of the Lord. I never want to forget who Jesus is. Amen. For he is thy life and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, to give to them. I tell you what, my heritage, I'm so happy, is based in the Lord. Amen. If I've ever taught anything, if I've ever given any example, if I've ever shown any good thing, I hope it's been pointing to Jesus. I hope it's been to him alone that is the great God. It is God's plan to bring Israel into a place of blessing. It was his plan then. It's his plan right now. God wants to bless your life, your home. It's God's plan for you to be blessed. He would be their life, length of days. God would bring them to a land that he has prepared especially for them. He would multiply and strengthen them as a nation. Remember where he brought us from. Tony, I'm with you. As a young adult, I was out there in the world, in the mess and the sin and the drugs and the drinking and all the ungodly things that go along with it. My life has gone so far from that, I don't even want to remember it. It's an unpleasant part of the back of my mind. I don't like to remember. But I do remember Jesus. Amen. I do want to remember who God is. And know that God is still in the blessing business. Stand with me. Musicians, would you come? As individuals, as a church, as the body of Christ, I hope you'll remember how we got here. Jesus brought us to this place. It is the blessings of God that are upon us. Amen. The blessings along the way have been many. There's been miracles. We got testimony from many all the way from the front to the back. How that God is a miracle working God. Don't forget what God has done in your life. Remember. Let it be a memorial. Would you lift your hands with me? Would you join me? As they prepare to sing, we're going to worship. Let's remember who Jesus is. Let's remember how good God is. In fact, why don't we close this memorial weekend service? And everybody just come up to the front. Let's just join ourselves around the front here. And for the next few moments, let's lift our hands together and magnify God. Let's remember how good God is. Let's remember the promises in His Word. The baptismal tank is warm. If you'd like to be baptized, you could be baptized today. If you want to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, God wants to fill you today. If you need a miracle in your life, He's the miracle working God today. Worship the Lord with us.
Walking around these